Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is what you guys wanted. More Lust Epidemic. I promise we'll finish it, but we're gonna try to get as far as I can. We've got an hour, so let's get started. Don't worry, I'll bring you guys these after the show every single fucking Friday. That's what I can promise you. And then when we get done with this, you know what's next. And then, what's next after that? Things could get hard, though, so, like, when we get to puzzles and shit, don't freak out. Like, I'm human, and I can use walkthroughs on some things, but some of this stuff is tough. So, okay, let me make sure I got the machete. Yeah, I do have the machete. So, let me go...
Hello.
I'm not worried about that. Go outside. Alright. Wrong way. I like the music in this place.
It worked.
Yep. Buddy, the security bypass code for the basement is 1234. Wow. I guess that was easy enough for him to remember, right? Don't forget to change it to something more secure. Don't leave this note by the computer in the security room. Parker.
I found something.
Skeleton key. Ooh. I know what that could open. Bradley, you worried me. You shouldn't go out at night. I'm not scared of any murderers. I'm a tough guy, Cat. I'm not talking about the Dame Woods demon. It comes out whenever the sun isn't shining. Ha ha, that's so ridiculous. Stop making fun of me. Come on, Cat. I didn't mean anything by it. You're just cute when you say silly things. How rude! I crawled up her panties. Of multivitamins. That's not it. What's it going to be here? Says there's a chest, unless I got it already. Now I only have one security chip. Let me look again. in there. Can't go in there. Can't go anywhere in there. It's all locked. I already went through here. Alright, so we pretty much explored almost everywhere. What's up, Steedley? Go away, Brad. Okay, there's nothing there. Nothing here either. Okay, so fuck it. Let's go. Nope. Okay, we're back in here. Oh, that's right. I can't use my keyboard keys. What's the password? Didn't I see it somewhere recently? Basement Sector 1, security disabled.
It worked.
Of course it did. Oh, there's a photo. Well, let's look at that. Came up with an unsolvable puzzle. There are two switches behind the cabinet on the second floor of the West Tower and four switches behind the cabinets on the second floor of the East Tower. No one will ever figure out what they do unless they find this note. Sword, mate. Elizabeth and Violet can now use the holy rod. There's a lock with what looks like a code above it. Okay, I don't know any of these. Alright. Remember those gravestones? Enter the first digit of the age of the person from left to right. Okay, remember that? That's gonna be all the way in the back. But I do remember it. Let's see. Anyway, making it quick, it's only, yeah. All right. Hey, Violet, I have something for you. What do you have? The holy rod. I found it. Are you going to let me use it? Maybe. But first, I want to know how you got here. Can I just see it? Tell me. Okay, a curse was set upon me. Father promised he could cure me. Well, you aren't cured, are you? He was in the middle of helping us. I'm sure it would have worked, but the demon must have gotten to Father Parker, and now he's dead. If you really want to help us, you too may end up facing the wrath of the Dame Woods Demon. A risk I'll gladly take. Why would you risk it for us? How do you know Father Parker? He was my mentor. I learned a lot from him. He never spoke of a student like you, but maybe you are trustworthy. We have very little choice but to accept your help at this point. How did you get cursed? How long ago was it? I don't remember. It's all cloudy. I remember hiking in the woods with Elizabeth, and the next thing I remember is not being able to see for many days. Along with Elizabeth, slowly we grew more and more lustful until we spent more days wrapped in an erotic embrace. Nice. What did you do? We pleasured each other over and over again, but we could never satisfy our urges. Then what happened? Father found us and separated us. We'd suffered much from withdrawals at first. Parker did his best to give us everything we'd ever want, but would not allow us to fall into lust. He had a connection with God, and though his blessings we learned to control, and through his blessings, not though his blessings, we learned to control our urges. But Father told me that I was inflicted far worse than Elizabeth. I needed something more to extinguish my flame. And thus Father gifted me with a sacrifice of purity. And now I carry this child. You were a student of St. Dame University, right? I don't remember. I don't remember anything. I can't think clearly. I can't think past that moment when all was dark. I try and look beyond those days spent entangled with Elizabeth's sweaty, soft body, but I don't see anything there. Give me the rod. I'm losing control. Here, take it. So that's the holy rod, huh? Thank you for helping me. Perhaps you do draw from the power of God like Father once did. You bet. I totally draw from his power. I've learned so many new priest techniques. I can priest with the best of them. Although your language confuses me, I'm interested in what you know if you're willing to share. My life depends on it. Well, you know that I can do one hell of a blessing, but did you know I can also do a super blessing? I've never heard of that. What is it? It's something Father Parker taught me right before he kicked the bucket. I just need to stick my dick into your... What? That's impossible. Even if you are some sort of priest, you do not have the power to withstand the curse. Yes, I do. I'm super strong. You overestimate your powers. Father would never approve of this. Please stay back. You're in danger. Jeez, fine. Don't freak out over it. You say you're trying to help, but you do not know what you're dealing with. Well, what more can I do to help? The blessings in the rod are helpful enough. But I want to do more. Please understand you're doing enough. Now, if you'll excuse me, I should be alone now. Take back the holy rod and don't lose it. Yep. My mouse seems to be having some issues here. It's not one thing, it's another. Great. Maybe my battery died. Would that be some shit if my batteries died? I just put these batteries in here. Man. It's gotta be batteries. Man. I realize it's gonna... Alright, here we go. It's gotta be Yeah, it's the batteries, I think. Yeah, the batteries are dead. Oh boy. Isn't that great? Battery's dead in my mouse. Damn it. Can I use the... You know what? Okay, I'll bring it back anytime you need it. Thank you. Ooh, I can use the keyboard. I can use the... That's cool. Can I use the controller? No, I can't use a controller. Oh, yeah, I can. I can use a controller. Well, we're doing this a little differently then. You might hear some tapping, but we're just gonna make do, because I do want to get this. Alright, damn, where the hell was I? Hold on, we're all the way down there. All right. What's up down? Oh, I can use fast travel, can I? Oh, I can use the stick. Ah, neat. It says I can use it. Well, I guess I can. Maybe the holy rod will allow fast travel? I don't know. I don't see it. Okay. Oh, okay. That's just things that you can do with her. All right. So, it is a little harder to control this game. It's not made to be played with a controller. You're supposed to use a mouse on this game, clearly. But since my mouse has died, gotta do what I gotta do.
What do you want?
I'm sorry, Cat. No, you're not. You think I'm stupid. No, I don't. I just think that you've been brainwashed by Father Parker. It's real. I've seen it. Okay, tell me about it. How do you know it's real? You'll just call me stupid. No, I won't. If it's real, I want to know. Okay, I saw it while I was walking in the woods. When did you see it? It was many months ago. I was strolling through the Again, I'm using a controller. I didn't know if I should run, but I was scared to walk away. Wow, I can't even move the, I can't remove the mouse cursor. Great. How do you know it wasn't just a person and your imagination got the best of you? The rumors, there are so many among those who visit here. There must be credence to them. What are the rumors exactly? The one that worries me the most are the disappearances. Disappearances? Two girls from our school went hiking in the woods after sundown and have never been seen since. Holy shit! So you believe me, Bradley? So you're saying the Dame Woods Demon is wandering around the woods right now? He is. So if I went to the woods, I'd find him? He'll find you. Let's go see if I can find him. Or he's saying, let's go see if we can find him. Oh no, you can't be serious. Think about it, Cat. We could be the ones to slay the Dame Woods Demon. So you do believe me? Of course, it's totally obvious to me now. It's clearly not a rumor started to confuse people. Why are you laughing, Bradley? Because I'm excited to go be brave and face down the demon. That is quite brave of you, Bradley. You are not afraid. Why would I be afraid? I've got a raincoat and a screwdriver. And a pickaxe and a shovel. I cannot tell if you are joking. Let's go, Cat. I want to see the demon. Oh. We're going. Alright. We're actually going to fight this thing. Bradley, no! Come on, Cat, I'll protect you. I'm scared. It's okay, you can trust me. I'm not gonna let anything happen to you. Let's not go far. Isn't this far enough? Come on, Cat, isn't this exciting? It's scary. Bradley, this is far enough. No, Cat, let's go to the graveyard. You are brave, Bradley, but can we go home now? Bradley, surely we've gone far enough. Look, lady, I don't want none of your shit right now. Let's wait here. I want to see the demon. This is too scary. Isn't it exciting, though? It's making my heart race. Maybe we can pass the time with a little fun? You mean, play a game? No, silly, I mean, let's do something naughty. But the perfume, we don't have any. Do you still need it? Of course, how can I possibly feel lustful without your special medicine? He's gonna show her.
Oh, Bradley, I'm shaking.
You want it, Cat?
I am afraid. Let me fuck you. Oh, my heart is racing, but I can't. I could never.
Turn around, Cat. I'll make you feel lustful.
Oh my!
You're so wet, Catherine.
I can feel the desire.
You don't need any magic perfume, Cat.
Let's see how well you can handle three fingers.
Well, damn.
Ah, I've never felt so stretched down there.
And this is nothing compared to my dick.
No, Brad, please don't.
Come on, Cat, come for me.
Yes, Bradley, keep going.
You're so juicy, you need the cock.
No, yes, I'm coming!
Now it's time to fuck.
Wait, no, you can't! But...
Shh, did you hear that?
Huh?
I don't hear anything. Wait, I hear it too.
It's the demon! We've tempted fate, and now we'll be punished!
Calm down, Cat. There's no such thing as demons.
But you told me you believed!
Quick, hide!
What the hell is he doing out here?
How the hell am I supposed to find it? God damn my awful eyesight. Apparently I can't hit the broadside of a barn, yet I'm expected to find a needle in a haystack. This is bullshit!
He sure is angry about something.
What's this? Lucky me, I found it!
What was he looking for? Maybe he was trying to find another bottle like before. I guess that makes sense, but something seemed off.
Bradley, I think we've pushed our luck far enough. I want to go back.
But Cat, things were just heating up.
You are scaring me, Bradley. You are trying to take advantage of me.
Well, shit.
Hold on.
Brad!
Cat, I'm sorry about earlier.
You are so aggressive, Bradley. I am a simple woman. I cannot handle who you are.
Don't say that, Cat. It was just so scary out there in the graveyard that I wasn't thinking straight.
Perhaps the Dame Woods demon got into your mind.
Yep. Totally felt something out there. I'm actually a total gentleman.
I felt it too. I wanted you, Bradley, but I was strong against the demonic influence.
I'm strong too. I'm totally over it. I won't scare you anymore.
It appears Valerie and Amanda have already gone to bed. I should go to bed too.
Val's looking as hot as ever. I should take a peek at her pussy. I guess that wine was too strong. The girls all got knocked out early. Miss Bancroft is looking sexy. I should see if I can get a good picture of her for my spank bank. Wow. He is bold. Very bold. Now, isn't that hot? I'll enjoy this picture later.
What's up?
Simon, what are you doing? The hike is tomorrow morning. Have you convinced my mom to let me go yet? Oh yeah, I sure did, but she wants to talk to you first. Better go into her room so she can give you the green light. Awesome! Give me the coin first. Fine, take it.
This should be funny.
Ah! Simon! What are you doing in here? What's this on my face? Get out, Simon! What's wrong with you? I'm gonna kill you! Uh-oh. Stop running so fast! Stop being fat! Bradley, there you are!
Hello, Miss Nunn. Nice to see you this evening.
Well, aren't you a friendly young man? Yes, Simon is a really forgiving guy, aren't you?
I'll get you for this.
What's up, Cat? Going to sleep soon? Unfortunately, Amber is still occupying my bedroom. Still passed out? She's awake, but still inflicted with the symptoms of the wine. Perhaps there's another room I could use? Why don't you take Amber's room? Yes, that is a good idea. Where were you planning on laying for the night?
I'm in the storage room.
Oh, but it sure would be nice to sleep on a bed. I'm sure Amber would not mind the both of us rooming there for a night. You know, Amber probably wouldn't mind if you slipped into her evening wear. She brought a lot of extra outfits for some reason. Oh, I don't want to impose on her. What are you talking about? She literally stole your bedroom. Besides, I'd like to see you in one. I suppose I should slip into something more comfortable for the night. Are you coming with me?
I'll meet you later tonight, Cat. I'm not sleepy yet.
Okay, Bradley. I'll wait up.
Okay.
That didn't work. Oh, okay, so I see how this works.
Hello there.
Bradley, what do you think? Wow, Kat, you look so sexy in that. Oh my, I don't know about that, but it is comfortable. It makes me want to... Ah, did you see that? What the hell? It's a squirrel. Get it, Bradley. I don't want it to bite me. It's too fast. How the hell did it get in here? Open the door. Let it leave. Good idea. It's hiding under my coif. It's gone. Everything is safe now. Now where were we? Bradley, you can't let it steal my coif. You don't have an extra one? Brad, no! Please, can you find it and bring it back? How ridiculous. Please. Fine, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I'll be waiting. Again, very hard to get stairs with a controller. Get back here, little fella. Where are you going? Be still, you stupid squirrel. No, don't climb up there. It went up the East Tower. I'll never reach it there. I thought he was gonna say something. Hold on, I think I went the wrong way. Here it is, Catherine's hat. You found a nun's hat. Whoops.
What would you like?
Bradley, did you find my hat? Here you go. Thank you, Bradley. You're my hero. Wow, Cat, you're so bold. You've awakened something inside me, Brad. Something I want to explore. Ever since the first time I saw this magnificent member, I could not stop thinking about it. Ever since I came here, I've been waiting for someone like you. I just could never admit it to myself.
Oh yes, Cat. Keep exploring.
I want you to stick it in my bum.
Your bum? Why, certainly.
Hell yeah, give me some more of that big juicy rum.
Wow. Good lord.
I could just eat your ass all up. Don't do that, you won't have one anymore. Now that is an ass. If you look up the word ass in the dictionary, you'll find that ass under it. Oh my, your tongue feels so nice. Bradley, we're being so noisy.
Let everyone hear it. I don't care.
I'm going to blast a giant load in your ass, Catherine. Do me, Brad. Stretch my ass with that giant cock of yours.
The Lord was not pleased tonight either.
I'm going to fill you up, Cat. Oh, I feel it. I'm... Oh my, I hope the others didn't hear. Eh, who cares, we're fine. No, Brad, I do not want anyone thinking of me as a slut. A worldly woman. You worry too much. Will you stay now? Will you sleep with me? Sure, Cat, let's go to bed. It could be our last night together.
New play scenes unlocked.
Uh-oh. Where did she go? Maybe I should check on her.
Things got interesting all of a sudden. Okay.
Alright, this is gonna be interesting, I think. Cat, is that you? Are you already awake? It is so early. Go back to bed, Cat. I just had a bad dream. That was a weird dream. It felt weird, though. Was Father Parker really at the door? Sure, it was a dream, but I just need to check and be sure. What the hell? He's gone! But he was dead, I'm sure of it. Maybe he's still alive. What should I do? What were you doing in there, Brad? Buddy, Parker is gone. What are you talking about? His body isn't in the chapel anymore. What did you do? I didn't do anything, he's just gone. What kind of trick are you trying to pull? I'm telling you, I didn't do anything. So you just wandered into the chapel to say good morning to a dead guy? No. Hey, the security cameras are back on. Check the security cameras. I can't. What do you mean you can't? The camera is recording, right? Technically, yes, but I can't access the recording because I lost the password. Haha, the password is 1234. How do you know that? Because I found it written on a piece of paper in the woods. Do you see the video? It's starting now. This is from when you first arrived. Yeah, I can see that. Why didn't Parker leave the chapel? Maybe he stayed behind. Let's see. He never came out. What were you up to, Brad? Nothing. You You sure do go into the chapel a lot, Brad.
Hey, I'm just bored here. Something isn't right. Parker was shot in the chapel. One of you people shot him. No, he left the chapel at some point. He must have.
I knew you people were up to no good.
What the hell? He locked me in here.
Why did you wake us up so early? What's going on? What's wrong, buddy? Why did you call us all in here?
Somebody in this room shot Father Parker, and it wasn't me and it wasn't Tillman.
What are you talking about? How do you know anything?
Let me out!
I managed to get the security footage from that evening.
With my help, don't you forget.
Father Parker went into the chapel shortly after Simon and Brad.
Yes, he came in to complain about our meeting. After the power went out, everyone left except Parker.
And now apparently he got up and left the chapel. One of you ESU people shot him. That's insane. Why would he give two shits about your stupid priests?
I don't know what you're scheming here. But Brad has sure spent a lot of time visiting the chapel since he got here.
Hey, don't blame me. You've been quite the snoop, Brad, and I think it's clear that you're up to something.
Whoa, dude, I didn't even want to be here.
I want you to come with me, Brad.
What are you doing? Don't point that gun at him.
You're failing to include your private investigator. He was there as well.
Back off, lady.
Hey, keep your hand off Valerie.
Shit!
Hey, let me go! Stop fighting, Brad. This is outrageous.
What's going on, Valerie? What are you planning? This is insane. Give me one good reason why we would shoot a priest.
Brad, did you say the priest dude is still alive?
He's not dead, I'm telling you.
That's impossible. I saw him myself. He was dead. I'm sure of it.
You're coming with me, Brad. We can't have you endangering any other lives.
I'm not dangerous. Get your hands off me.
Where are you taking him?
Stay back, woman. Everyone stay back.
Tillman and I are going to get help. When I get back, we'll let the authorities deal with this. Until then, Brad is getting locked up. And I suggest you East State people better stop snooping around unless you all want locked up, too.
I didn't do anything.
You've got no proof. Mendel, stop him.
I don't trust you people. Parker was shot in the chapel, then it must have been one of you.
Who says it can't be you, Mendel? Or your private investigator who just so happened to run off without us yesterday?
Yeah, I think the PI did it, and ran away.
Shut up, I don't want to hear anymore.
We don't know it was them, it could be any of us.
Brad here is the only one who kept snooping around the chapel, and I caught him trying to hide the body.
No, I wasn't. I know enough to warrant keeping him locked up until we get back. Now stay out of my way.
Hey, you better let me go or I'm going to tell everyone about your sex dungeon. You won't be telling anyone anything.
What's that supposed to mean?
I have a bad feeling about this. What does Buddy plan on doing to me? I need to find a way out of this room.
Luckily, there's a weak wall.
The wall looks weak in here. There are probably live wires in that wall. I don't want to stand in a puddle while I mess with live electrical wires.
I can stand on the raincoat to stay insulated from the wet floor. How the hell do I expose what's in...
How do I expose what's in the wall? There's a cable leading to a panel and then back out the door. This must be the card reader. Maybe I can bypass it, but I need some wires. I can smash open my metal detector and use the wires inside. Now I just need to bypass the security panel with the new wires. Yeah, I got the wires now, but what do I splice them with? It looks like cutting the power to the door causes an auto-lock system to kick in, but it should unlock once I splice these wires, and...
It worked!
I found a wheel, and I found a photo. Damn.
All right.
What is this one? Doesn't do anything. Oh shit, it's Mendel. I don't think I can get by without him hearing me. Hey Brad, what are you doing out? Oh shit. I need to do something else or he'll be on my ass all day. Brad, get back here. Try and catch me, Mendel. I think I can trap Mendel in this room if I can lock the door somehow.
I don't think so.
I can't go back. Mendel is after me. Brad, stop. I'm gonna catch you eventually. Let's see you try.
It worked.
Hey, open the door. Ha ha ha, not in a million years, Mendel. You're gonna get in a lot of trouble for this. We'll see. You should talk to Amber. I don't know what she might think about Mendel being trapped in a classroom. Too much. Yeah, we only got like 55%. Oh my god, Brad, what's going on? Buddy locked me up. Buddy thinks I shot Parker simply because I kept going into the chapel. Did you? No, of course not. Well, don't bite my head off. If it wasn't you, then it was probably him and he's just trying to hide it.
I don't think so, but he was not in the chapel when Parker was shot. It was one of us. Not me, I didn't bring a gun with me. Who had a gun? I thought only Buddy did, but clearly someone else had a gun. Maybe Mendel shot him. They sure didn't seem to get along. What? No way. Mendel isn't that type of man. What do you know about Mendel? I know he's not a murderer. I mean, we've been dating for a long time. You don't know as much as you think, I'm sure. What are you talking about? I know plenty about Mendel. He's my boyfriend, after all. How can you say that? He was just using you. Oh, of course. No one would ever love me, right? It's so obvious, Amber. I'll get him to admit it. Are you trying to break us up? Aren't you trying to hit on Sister Catherine? No, Amber. I'm just hitting on you. Between you and me, I think Sister Catherine is a bit nuts. She's different, yes, but harmless. I found glitter lipstick in the women's restroom. It must be hers, right? What would a woman her age be doing with that? Yeah, it must be Kat's. Can you give it to me? I'll be sure she gets it back. Fine. Although I think you should really just throw it away. Bradley! Thank God you're safe. Buddy didn't hurt you, did he? Sorry. Mendel isn't happy with Brad. I'm not sure what he'll do if he sees you've escaped. I can handle Mendel.
What do you need?
Thank God you're safe. Don't worry about me, Val. I handle myself. Just be careful around Mendel. He just about had it with us being here.
Okay.
Hello, Brad. I don't understand what this is for.
Whoops.
There's a photo somewhere? I don't see a photo. Not seeing a photo anywhere. Maybe it's like this first. Violet, is this lipstick yours? It's not mine. Those are from the before time. Tell me what you know about Father Parker. Didn't you study under him? Did he ever talk about being able to get shot and live? What do you mean? Well, we thought he was dead, but then he got up and left, and now we can't find him. So he is living. He can continue our treatment. Maybe, if I can find him. What can you tell me? Did he give you that lipstick? No, I found it. He used to buy us lipstick just like that. Do you want it? Please, I ran out a while ago. Take it. What else did he buy you? He would ask us what we wanted, and during the before time, we wanted many things. But Father told us we need to disconnect from those things. So you get punished for having the lipstick? If Father saw it, he'd be angry. What else do you know about Father Parker? What's his story? He is our priest. I'm afraid I don't know much more. What are you doing? I'm putting away my new lipstick. What's that? It's my secret box. Don't tell Father. Do you want anything from the box in exchange for the lipstick? I've collected some things I've found in the school. Oh, a key card. I'll take that. But it's worthless. Take this tape recorder. I could never find a tape to use with it. Maybe you can have better luck. Okay, thanks. You gained new security access. And you found a tape recorder. If you see Father Parker, don't tell him about my box. Don't worry, Elizabeth. Your secret is safe with me.
tape.
I don't think so.
A bunch of rocks block the path.
I don't think so.
Too tall. It's a coin. Two more. Oh, I see it.
This could come in handy.
Skeleton key. Oh, I'm sorry. What I picked up was not a coin. It was a Kama Sutra page, Catherine laying anal. This is the coin. See, if you're playing hard mode, there's a heart container here, too. Let's see it. But it might be there. Looks like there's a pine cone up there, but it can't reach it. Let's see. Maybe that was the heart container. I'm guessing so, because it said it was only there in hard mode. So the developer decided to put all the items in the trees, so it's really hard to, you know, they just don't point out at you. Oh, there's another one. It tells me I can dig, but oh, right here. The ground is soft here. Valerie, titfuck. Not have enough hearts. I don't know how to use those yet, but it says I can, so I'll have to look that up. Thank you.
Hey, who's that? I'm trapped in here. It's Brad. How are you doing in there? Need to use the restroom? Very funny, Brad. Hey, I want to talk to you about something. Have a moment? What reason would I have to talk to you about anything? I just don't get it, Mendel. Why would a guy like you need to stoop so low as to defame my school? You don't know what you're talking about, Brad. Your school has been a burden on our school for years now. You're taking students away from us. Because we're so awesome, who wouldn't want to go to ESU? Your graduates are among the lowest earners from any school in the state. Your grade averages are the lowest as well. Yet somehow you're the best funded school? Someone needs to take you down a peg. Who cares? You're doing fine. Maybe you just need to get laid, Mendel. I don't need advice from you, Brad. Is Amber not putting out for you? What? I don't give a shit about that. What? You don't care that she won't fuck you? Stop it, Brad. You know I've been having a bit of fun with her since I've gotten here. Are you really trying to get me riled up? Does it bother you that I've been fucking your girl? You've not touched her. I don't believe that for a second. You're in denial, dude. I'm totally banging your girl. She's not my girl, Brad. What? I thought you two were an item. You can't get to me, Brad. She fucked up and got caught. She was faking news stories about ESU under your orders. Not the type of thing a boyfriend should be doing. You think I care? You think you can get me to You think you can get to me by pretending you fucked Amber? Amber is useless to me now. Thanks for the chat, Mendel. I'm sure Amber would love to hear how useless she is to you. Ha! I can smooth talk my way out of anything. She'll never believe you over me. She's in love with me. We'll see about that. Chest looks really old. I wonder if I can unlock it. I bet you can.
This could come in handy.
Kama Sutra page. Valerie, eat pussy. You found a photo. Elizabeth and Violet, together. You found a rope. Turn on 9 radiators. There's a paper here, but I don't see it. There was a note. I don't see a note anymore, though. Oh, no, that was the Kama Sutra page, I think. Okay, whatever. Read note on floor. This note would not be here if you picked up the Kama Sutra page and the cross of the wildflowers. Okay. So,
I found something.
There's a hidden note inside this air vent. I can't just pull the vent off. It's screwed to the wall. Duh.
It worked.
Don't forget, the left chamber key controls the delivery through the air vents. The right chamber key is for the girls' rooms. But be careful, the reserves can only last so long at full power. The effects can be strong. Even I can feel my mind slipping. What? Okay, so... Security chip. More rope. I don't know what that is, but we can't look at it. We're almost done for tonight.
But I think we've had a lot happen. Okay, I see. I see why they wanted me to do that. See, they keep telling me to fast travel, and I don't know how to do that, so I'm gonna have to look that up.
Oh, hi.
Amber, I have something you'll probably want to hear. What is it, Brad? I had a little talk with your boyfriend. You talked to Mendel? I'm surprised he didn't lock you up again. It wasn't me getting locked up. What did you do, Brad? Just listen to this tape. A tape? You recorded Mendel with a cassette tape? I'm surprised you even know how to work that thing. Just listen. You think I care? You think you can get to me by pretending you fucked Amber? Amber's useless to me now. Oh my god. Sorry, Amber, but Mendel isn't the guy you think he is. That asshole, I'm gonna kill him. Where is he? Hold on, Amber, don't let him out. What did you do to him, Bradley? I locked him up in a classroom. Really? Where? I want to talk to that bastard. Up on the second story by the East Tower.
Okay, things are gonna get really saucy in a minute.
But this is where we need to end it for now. Don't worry, we'll have more or less epidemic next week, right after the show. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Adult Game Corner with more Lust Epidemic. Stay tuned.